At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Welcome to the Hornets Hivecast, presented by Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. Here's your host, Rob Longo.
Hi, friends, and welcome to today's edition of the Hornets Hivecast, the official podcast of the Charlotte Hornets, presented by Senta. Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates are the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care providers of your Hornets. Rob Longo with you today after Charlotte's 109-103 victory in our nation's capital last night over the Washington Wizards. Hornets improving to an 11-8 record on the regular season after the win, in which there were some big-time performances. So, of course, we'll hand out our gold stars to recap this one. Plus, the latest power rankings are out on a multitude of websites, and we'll provide you with our take on those. And of course, with Thanksgiving just a few days away, we'll tell you what we're thankful for, Hornets edition, of course, with our baseline to baseline coverage of all things Buzz City. Today, I'm joined by Diana Biffle, the manager of social media here for the Hornets. Diana, thank you for joining me on the HHC today.
Thank you for having me. I'm very excited to be here after yet another win.
Yeah, so let's go ahead and take a look back at last night's game. The Hornets were ice cold to start the game, going 0 of 6 from the field and did not score their first points until the 8:24 mark of the first quarter. However, one Hornet was red hot. That happened to be Terry Rozier.
Mason Plumlee with a rebound, and he runs the break. Mason found himself in some trouble, turns and gives to Rozier. Another three for Terry Rozier. He is scorching hot to start the game, and we've got a tie ball game. 11 all. Terry Rozier has hit three back-to-back-to-back three-pointers.
That was a good omen of things to come for the Hornets as Scary Terry finished the first quarter with 11 points, going 4-5 from the field and 3-3 from three-point land. LaMelo Ball did not shoot the ball well in the first quarter. He went 1-8 from the floor and 0-4 from beyond the arc. Charlotte trailed 27-26 going into the second quarter. However, it did not take long for LaMelo to get going. He went 5-7 from the floor in the second quarter and was 3-4 from beyond the arc. And just like that, he had 17 points and 7 rebounds in the first half.
LaMelo Ball will let the clock melt down. Now 10 on the shot clock. Guarded by KCP. LaMelo back and forth through his legs. He pulls from the logo. You've got to be kidding me. LaMelo Ball from 30 feet. Perfect. Splash. 59-50. Hornets up by 9.
And that was the score going into the locker room. The third quarter was just a seesaw as the Hornets opened up with a 14-6 run and led by as many as 17. But the Wizards chipped away as Charlotte was up 10 going into the final quarter. And from there, the Hornets did a really good job weathering the storm from the Wizards. Washington had an 18-7 run in the fourth quarter, and it got down to a two-possession game. But a big-time three from Terry Rozier proved to be the dagger.
10 on the shot clock. Terry working on Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. Step back three. Got it! Terry Rozier with the biggest three of the night, and the Hornets' lead is back to 5. 108-103. And to quote the great Bill Raftery, onions.
Diana, this one almost felt like it was a little too close for comfort, especially down the stretch. But like we saw last season, clutch time is Terry time as T-Row finished with a season high and a game high 32 points.
Yeah, he was absolutely phenomenal to watch tonight. I am a huge fan of Terry, as I think everybody who's a Hornets fan is. But there's nothing like watching him get into that scary Terry mode. And when Terry started 6 for 6 from three, you knew that it was going to be a special game for him. You know, when he's got that kind of focus, he's in that zone, only good things can come of it. So that was so much fun. He had a wild dribble move that showed that he was in that scary Terry mode, that he was feeling incredibly confident. I can't even imagine how the energy would have been at home, but I'm sure that the Hornets fans there in attendance were so pumped to watch him play like this. And then, of course, having that game-sealing dagger at 13 seconds left in the fourth quarter was perfect Terry moment. So couldn't say anything better about his performance tonight, and was so glad to see it.
Quintessential scary Terry indeed. When you take a look at this box score though, Diana, it just doesn't really make sense. The Hornets were out rebounded by a wide margin, did not shoot well from the foul line, lost the battle of bench scoring, and were outscored in points off turnovers and points in the paint, but yet they somehow still won the game. Here's what James Borrego said about that after the game on what just seemed like such an odd win.
Well, in the NBA, you got to find different ways to win. You just got to figure it out, you know, when there's not one script to win. You just figure it out every single night. And it felt like it was reversed on us against Atlanta. You know, we had 20 plus shots on them and we lost the game. We won multiple categories against Atlanta and lost the game. But for us to continue to battle, I think our defense was solid tonight. It was really good. We were locked in defensively. The board hurt us. If we can get the board cleaned up, that's going to raise our level on the defensive end. So the biggest thing is we just found a way to win tonight.
Diane, I thought that was a really good analogy that James Borrego used there. I didn't even think about how it was a role reversal from Saturday's game in Atlanta, but it makes a lot of sense. And that was something that I talked a lot about on a Hornets Hivecast with Sam Farber after Saturday's game, was just how weird it was with the Hornets seemingly dominating in almost every category and still coming out with the loss. And like JB mentioned, I mean, it seemed like it was a complete 180 last night in Washington, D.C., but I guess it all evens out at the end of the day is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, absolutely. It is bizarre. I think it just kind of drives home how incredibly difficult it is to win in this league. You can look at the box score and think, oh, that's a given. Hornets lose. And sure enough, you know, our backcourt combines for 60 points and we win. So, you know, it's very bizarre. And also, you know, you look at Miles Bridges, who had a career high in his last game on Saturday, having not a great shooting night tonight, and still we find a way to win. So you just never know what's going to happen, and that's why I never would miss a game if I were, you know, we obviously never miss one, but if I were a Hornets fan, you can't miss a second.
No, you definitely can't. 109-103, the final score. The Hornets win it to improve to 11-8 on the regular season. And Diana kind of mentioned what I was going to mention as well. Miles Bridges only had 6 points in last night's game, 3 of 13 from the floor. Like you mentioned, did not shoot the ball very well, 0 for 4, in fact, from beyond the arc. But like you mentioned as well, Diana, 60 points coming from the backcourt, 32 from Terry Rozier, LaMelo Ball with 28 points, along with 13 rebounds and 7 assists as well. So almost close to another triple-double, but he finishes with his 7th double-double of the season. And then, of course, there's always Gordon Hayward. He's just Mr. Consistent at this point with 16 points, got to the foul line a little bit, 5 rebounds, chipped in with a couple of assists, had a block, had a steal in there as well. And this last couple of games, this stretch really, with the Hornets being without PJ Washington, has kind of proved that the starting five for Charlotte has really been able to get the job done, Diana.
Definitely. It's been a little nerve-wracking not having PJ play, because he does provide rim protection for us. His length is very helpful for us. So these starters that are playing have to work extra hard, I think, on defense especially, and they're still making it happen, though I will say I will be happy to see PJ back once he's healthy.
Which is hopefully sooner rather than later. The past couple of games, PJ Washington was just ruled out, not even 24 hours in advance, even further in advance than that he was ruled out the last couple of games. But at least in last night's game, he was hit with a doubtful from the get-go rather than just being straight out. Of course, he did not play, so we will see what happens tomorrow in Orlando, or maybe even down the road back home at the Hive on Friday against the Minnesota Timberwolves, which of course you can get your tickets at Hornets.com. 109-103, the score from last night's game. Hornets winning it over the Washington Wizards, who, by the way, were one of the top teams in the Eastern Conference. When you take a look at the standings heading into tonight's action, Washington is now tied for third with an 11-6 record with the Miami Heat, and the Hornets are in the fifth spot with an 11-8 record, just because they've played more games and the winning percentage is a little bit lower. But again, the schedule will turn. Everything will all even out sooner or later. Everybody does play 82 games after all. Coming up next, we will give out our gold stars after a 109-103 victory, the Hornets winning it over the Washington Wizards. And it's coming up next here on the Hornets Hivecast, presented by Senta.
I'm not anti-aging. I'm pro-looking my best. Getting cosmetic surgery at Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates has me looking young again and filled with the confidence I need to take on the day.
From Botox to rhinoplasty to facelifts, Senta offers facial plastic surgery from specially trained eye and ENT doctors who are familiar with how all parts of the face work. Feel like you once did. Schedule your appointment today at ceenta.com/appointments. Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates. They just make sense.
Rob Longo and Diana Biffle of Hornets Social Media with you today on the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta. And Diana, it is time for our gold stars after the victory. Of course, silver linings in defeats, gold stars in victories. And it was a happy victory, of course, in Washington. And as the guest of honor, I will give you first pick of who to give out your gold star to.
I probably made it pretty clear earlier in the podcast, but I've got to give it to Terry Rozier. He was, as always, just so cool-headed and in such a locked-in zone tonight. Couldn't miss, was there for us when we needed him in the fourth quarter, was throwing flashy moves around just for fun, and was an absolute blast to watch on top of really sealing and icing, you know, a win for us in Washington. So got to give it to him. And honestly, he played a big part in our win versus Washington last time too. So I think, you know, something about this team, he seems to have it figured out. So definitely have to give it to him. And I also need to shout out to Sam Perley, our Hornets.com writer, who I know comes on this podcast quite a bit. He actually predicted that Terry would be key to this win in his game day notes on social this morning. So you never know. If you read Sam's notes, you might just find out the end game.
If Sam has the winning numbers for the lottery tomorrow, that would be great as well. But yeah, Sam mentioned that on the podcast yesterday as well, as we got you set for this game last night in a 109-103 win for the Hornets. And I'll get to what Terry Rozier said after the game in a minute, Diana, but obviously with you being the manager of social media, you probably saw Twitter just explode with that sweet little dribble move that Terry had. James Borrego mentioned it as some sort of playground move in the post-game press conference, but I'm even going to take it one step further and go back to the Sham God days, one of those moves that just seems like it would juke anybody out of their shoes, but I'm sure that just did some pretty good numbers on social media last night.
It's all over the place still. Obviously, my algorithm is pretty heavily weighted towards basketball and the Hornets, but even so, if you are a basketball fan and you just scroll through Twitter, you're seeing that dribble move all over the place. Obviously, Bleacher Report shared it, but our post with it is going wild everywhere. It's one of those plays you just kind of watch over and over and over again because it's so much fun and is a reminder why we love basketball.
Here's what Terry Rozier had to say after last night's game about just his consistency picking up after kind of not having the greatest of starts to the season, really. I mean, he had a couple of ankle injuries, was trying to get back out onto the floor, had some single-digit scoring games, but last night going for a season high and a game high 32 points in the win.
I woke up this morning, we had a shoot around. I kind of knew what type of day it was going to be, and you know, I just need to have more days like that. But you know, credit goes to my teammates, coaches, for just sticking with me and believing in me. You know, I'm never going to doubt myself. I don't really pay attention to my percentages. I just play. That's what it's about.
Diana, you talked about it just a few moments ago about how Terry played a pretty big role in the previous win against the Washington Wizards that was at home at Spectrum Center. He had 19 points in that game. But like I mentioned, I mean, his scoring average has dipped a little bit this season, had 10 points in the win against Indiana, 10 points on the road Saturday at Atlanta, and then he just explodes for 32. His previous season high was a 29-point impact on the road at Los Angeles against the Lakers in that overtime loss. But at any rate, Diana, it's really good to just see Terry turning the corner and seeing him return to the Terry that we saw last season as well.
Absolutely. I think it was a bummer, obviously, for Terry and the entire team, but for the entire fan base when Terry had two back-to-back ankle injuries and we weren't really able to see him much at all in the beginning of the season. And then he came back, and obviously it takes a while to come back from ankle injuries. You don't want to push it too far. I'm sure the coaching staff also wanted to be cautious. So it took some time. And even when he came back, I think he still needed to get back in his rhythm. And now I think we can confidently say Terry is back to feeling himself.
As far as my gold stars go, I have to give mine to the one and only LaMelo Ball.
Here's the Hornets. LaMelo using a Gordon Hayward screen. And he's perfect from 25 feet, near side wing. The three is good. Back-to-back threes for LaMelo. Two straight, I should say, and the Hornets lead by six.
It ended up being three straight by LaMelo because after that one, he just unleashed a 32-footer from the logo. LaMelo Ball hitting the range, like I mentioned, in the second quarter. And I mentioned how he was just ice cold in the first quarter. He was 1 of 8 from the floor, 0 of 4 from beyond the arc. That second quarter, he was 5 of 7 from the field, 3 of 4 from three-point land. He flipped the switch just like that, added 13 points and 7 rebounds as well, also picked up 3 steals, and a big one, by the way, down the stretch too, to poke free a defensive rebound from Montrezl Harrell that set up that Terry Rozier dagger three, is what we're going to call it, that really put the game out of reach with about 13 seconds to go. So, Diana, you can't stop gushing about a guy like LaMelo Ball. Every night he gets on the floor, it just seems like something new comes from him, and last night was no difference with that big steal in the front court and resulting in what ended up being the game-winning basket, more or less, from Terry Rozier.
Yeah, I mean, if we're being honest, we could give gold stars to LaMelo 98% of games. He is unbelievable. And like you said, it's like every single game he does something where you just kind of sit there in shock. Like, this kid is 20. Like, he's in his second year. We only drafted him a little over a year ago. This is insane. Like, it's one of those, you know, pinch me moments, I think, for a lot of Hornets fans that still can't believe we've got this kind of talent on our team, and this is only the beginning. He's still, you know, growing and learning. So another incredible performance by him. I think, you know, from the social media side, it's kind of, it's funny, we have a lot of repeat appearances of LaMelo on social because we feature double doubles after every game for players who've gotten double doubles. We give, you know, they get a code for 50% off pizza after games. And it feels like almost every night lately, we're putting LaMelo up in the double double graphic. Sometimes, you know, he's on there with Miles or with Mason or another player, but a lot of times it's just LaMelo, so you love to see it. He is so impactful just across the board, both defensively and offensively, and he's just really fun to watch. I think tonight he had like what felt like a real poster on someone, and then he also, of course, hit a shot from the logo, so it doesn't really get any better than that.
And, of course, half-off pizza doesn't hurt as well either. Of course, you can pick that up at your local's Domino's. Not valid at every location, but valid at most of them here in the Charlotte area. Of course, Hickory and Chapel Hill as well, if you're listening out near Raleigh-Durham area as well. With that said, a 109-103 win for the Hornets last night, improving to 11-8 on the season. New power rankings came out the last couple of days from ESPN, The Athletic, a couple of other outlets. We'll provide you with the latest Hornets update in that, and we'll give you our take on if they're good, bad, indifferent. We'll tell you all about that next, right here on a Hornets Hivecast.
Hornets fans, it's time to get some new gear. The best selection of new and classic Hornets apparel is at the Hornets Fan Shop, now with new extended hours. Stop by Spectrum Center Wednesday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. to pick up the latest in jerseys, Jordans, and more. Or you can shop from the comfort of your own home 24/7 with just a click of a button at HornetsFanShop.com. An easy trip on the light rail, you'll be sure to find something for everyone at the Hornets Fan Shop.
Rob Longo and Diana Biffle of Hornets Social Media with you here on today's Victory Tuesday podcast of the Hornets Hivecast. Hornets winning at 109-103 in our nation's capital last night. We'll have an off day today and get to fly south to what some people could consider the most magical place on earth to take on the Orlando Magic tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. You can check that out on Bally Sports or on the Hornets Radio Network, or of course the Hornets mobile app as well. Diana, the latest power rankings came out. We will begin with the one on ESPN first, which I found was a little interesting. The Hornets were slated at 13th in this latest edition of power rankings. They were previously ranked 16th, but I will throw out a disclaimer as well. A couple of other teams above the Hornets, or at least the one that's most significant, was the Washington Wizards at number 7. They were previously the 4th ranked team in the ESPN.com power rankings. They slipped 3 spots, but the Hornets improved the 3 spots to 13th. I just wanted to get your thoughts on that real quick.
I think that a lot of the world is still not quite sure whether they believe in the Charlotte Hornets or not. And I think that's pretty clear in a lot of these power rankings. You see, you know, they're like, well, obviously we're not going to be in spots that we've been in previous seasons. You know, we're not going to be sitting at 25 or 29 or anything, but they're also kind of reluctant to put us, I think, above 10. If you look at, you know, we're the fifth seed right now, but at the same time, like, we've played more than a lot of other teams have played. We've had more games, had a really grueling schedule. We've already had our West Coast trip, which is difficult for any team in the league. So I don't know. I think, of course, I'm biased, but I think we should be higher than what we're given in a lot of these rankings.
So with that said, Diana, if you take a look at the power rankings, the Brooklyn Nets are ranked third. They are the highest Eastern Conference team, followed by the Bulls and then followed by the Heat, which is pretty much what the Eastern Conference standings look like right now. And then the Wizards, and then falling behind them are the Bucks and the 76ers, which the Hornets are ahead of in the standings. So the question that Sam Farber always poses to me when we talk about the power rankings is, who are some of the teams that you would drop if you were to put the Hornets a little bit higher? And I think with that said, you got to move the 76ers and the Bucks a little bit, right?
Yes, I think definitely the Sixers. The Bucks had a pretty wild win last night. But the Sixers, you know, you also, they probably are considering injuries, COVID. That team hasn't really been its full squad in some time, so maybe they're considering that. But I would definitely say, looking at the records right now, we certainly should be above them.
So the Hornets ranked 13th in the latest power rankings on ESPN.com. Again, moving up three spots from the 16th spot on those ESPN power rankings. Now let's move over to the Athletic, because the Athletic ones are a little bit interesting. They're kind of broken down in the tiers. Tier one is considered the contenders. So that one has teams like Golden State, Phoenix, and Brooklyn. And that's it. So then you go to tier two, which is what they consider the brink of contention. So in that one, it's Miami, Utah, Milwaukee, Chicago, Denver. Then you go to tier three, which is the playoff hopefuls. In that one, there is the Washington Wizards, the Philadelphia 76ers, Boston, the Trailblazers, the Hawks, the Clippers, and then finally the Hornets at 15, which is what they were previously ranked at last week. So what do you think of that one, Diana?
I think maybe after a few games, maybe once we're at game 30, 35, they'll be thinking very differently. That doesn't seem accurate to me. It doesn't seem quite right.
I would have to agree. I love the hesitation there as well, by the way. But yeah, with the Hornets at 15, I understand the tiers of what the power rankings look like on The Athletic. And of course, it's done by Zach Harper, which is obviously a very well-renowned reporter nationally for The Athletic, for the NBA, for a number of years. But I don't like the way that The Athletic does their power rankings in general, just based off the tiers. It just seems a little bit wonky to me, because, I mean, there could be a team like, you know, like the Wizards, for example. I mean, Washington was on such a hot tear to start the season, and they were still considered one of the lower tier teams because they were considered a playoff hopeful, not really a contender, just because of the way that the schedule shook out. So I understand what the Athletic is trying to accomplish, but 15th, like you mentioned, just seems like it's a little bit too low, especially considering the teams that are ahead of the Hornets. The Clippers, okay, the Hornets did lose to LA. The Hawks, the Hornets did lose to the Hawks, but then they beat the Trailblazers, who are ranked 12th, had a really tight one against the Celtics, which of course we'll see a couple more times this season, have not yet played the 76ers, and have beaten the Wizards twice, who are the top of that third tier of playoff hopefuls, ranked 9th. But I will rest my case on that, and I'm sure the rest of the Hornets fans will as well. But of course, with Thanksgiving coming up here in a few days, it's time to mention at least a little bit what we are thankful for. And before we get to that, we want to make a quick mention of what our friends over at Sports Radio WFNZ are doing. It's their 19th annual WFNZ Street Turkeys, presented by a multitude of sponsors. It's going to be taking place tomorrow, November 24th, at the Jack Daniels Doghouse. That's on 401 West Moorhead Street. It's going to be there from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. You can stop by, drop off canned food, boxed goods, frozen turkeys, monetary donations as well. It all goes to a good cause. Thanks to our friends over at Sports Radio WFNZ for providing families in the Charlotte area, the ones that are in need, of course, to a good and hearty Thanksgiving meal here coming up in just a few days. But with that said, Diana, we won't be able to get you on the Hornets Hivecast before Thursday, so I want to get your Hornets edition of what you're thankful for.
Honestly, it's hard to pick. There's so many things to be thankful for. I think after just, I guess, looking back to last Thanksgiving, I'm particularly grateful for, I'll give you one thing that's kind of Hornets sports related and work related, and one that's more personal. So I'd say, you know, we have fans, like real crowds, sold out crowds at Spectrum Center in games right now. And that's been absolutely incredible. We are selling tickets better than we've sold them in probably 20 years. And that's really exciting to see on a multitude of levels. But I think overall, just getting to see our fans in the building, enjoying sports together and having fun in a way that we weren't able to for such a long time, that's just been really incredible to see. And it makes me so excited every single time we have a home game that we get to have that again. And then I think personally, just along the same lines, I'm excited to be celebrating the holidays with my family. You know, we have vaccines now, we've got boosters, we have all these things that now give us peace of mind to be able to see our families. You know, I'm getting to go visit my grandmother in Atlanta, and that should be really nice. And just, yeah, just getting to hang out with family and not be so worried as we were last year. What about you?
So the Hornets thing that I am thankful for is I'm thankful for Gordon Hayward, just because, like I mentioned, he has just been super consistent ever since really the West Coast swing for the Hornets. He has just been that steady driving veteran force. And to be honest, I think it's a realization at this point that without Gordon Hayward coming here as a veteran free agent, I don't think that the Hornets are where they are today. And I don't think I'm very far off in saying that. Of course, it's been great to have a guy like LaMelo Ball, but just the way that, you know, Gordon has been able to be such a great veteran presence for this team, I just can't understate how great he's been.
I completely agree. You know, I think Gordon doesn't always get the overall attention that he deserves, that, you know, the people are kind of used to Gordon being this guy who can do it all, who's very steady in this awesome foundation. But I think it's really great to just call out like, hey, we would not be anywhere near where we are right now without Gordon Hayward and his consistency every single night. You know, he's going to make the right decision when the ball is in his hands, and that is something that cannot be more valued.
With that said, in the 16 of the 19 games that Gordon has played in this season, he has reached double figures. By the way, he scored his 11,000th career point in last night's win in Washington, D.C. Just a remarkable feat. Of course, there will be hopefully many, many to come, especially in a purple and teal jersey. But yeah, just very thankful for Gordon Hayward and what he has brought to this team. So that is my Hornets edition of what I'm thankful for. And to take it one step further, I am certainly thankful for my Hornets work family here. A lot of people probably do know, but I've just been hired by Hornets Sports and Entertainment in January, and it was just a crazy couple of weeks trying to, you know, move to Charlotte. Thankfully, it wasn't that much farther of a move from Winston-Salem, but just trying to move and get everything in order. You know, my family came down, helped me able to move down, but the Hornets Sports and Entertainment, my work family, just did such a great job of making me feel welcomed, especially in a time where I wasn't really able to meet anybody in person. So just very thankful for my work family and making it an easy adjustment, and just how much fun I have working with them, especially this season, like you mentioned, Diana, with seeing everybody together at the Hive Spectrum Center this year and being able to interact face-to-face and being able to interact with some of the fans that stopped me along the way as well. So if you see me running around the concourse before the game or anything, hey, stop by and say hi. I'll be more than happy to talk to you as well. But with that said, we'll put a button on this edition of the Hornets Hivecast. Diana Biffle, manager of social media, thank you for joining me as always.
Thank you for having me. And Rob, we are so grateful to have you as part of Hornets family. It feels like you've been here for seasons and seasons, and it's crazy that you only just joined the family.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, and that warms my heart pretty good. So thank you, Diana. And thanks to all of you as well for tuning into today's edition of the Hornets Hivecast. Of course, we will have tomorrow's edition. Sam Farber will be back in the fold. We'll welcome him back with open arms as well as we get you set for the Hornets in the Sunshine State taking on the Orlando Magic. Of course, tip time is at 7 o'clock on the Hornets Radio Network and the Hornets mobile app. So for Diana Biffle, I'm Rob Longo saying thank you for joining us today, and we will see you on tomorrow's edition of the Hornets Hivecast.
Thank you for listening to the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. For more coverage, visit Hornets.com.